Hey, everybody. My name is April Lovett.
And my name is Daryl Lovett.
We've been together for 5 years, and we have a 3-year-old sweet and sassy little girl, an adorable and smiley baby boy, and our fur child, our dog, Lainey.
That's right. We also work our 9-to-5 jobs together, we teach together, and we co-own The Lovett Company.
That's right. We do so much together, and we wanted to share some of our tips and tricks for living out our 24/7 relationship.
Oh, yes. A relationship that is all day, every day.
Plus, we want to share with you how we manage to run our side business alongside full-time jobs and still find time for kids, chores, and fun. So in this podcast, The Success in Black and White Podcast, we'll be talking about working towards success, overcoming failures, and just living our everyday lives.
So get ready. We're going to be bringing to you real talk concepts every week as we share some of our stories, best practices, as well as talk to guests about how they have found success by doing extraordinary things in their everyday lives.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, Merry Christmas Eve.
Merry Christmas Eve. To all and to all a good night.
Yeah. We are recording this episode on Christmas Eve, like we promised.
Yes.
We don't usually do that because we're going to release it tomorrow.
Yes.
We'd never do that.
So that means we need to get this recorded so I can do my stuff.
I know. You have a lot of editing in
place. Yes.
Well, we still have like 45 minutes to an hour worth of talking, so.
Oh, my goodness. And we still got to put gifts and stuff out.
Yeah, we do. But this will be fun. So
where's the champagne?
Ooh, I'll go get some. So we are actually going to talk about today our year in review of 2018.
Tonight.
Oh, yeah.
It's nighttime.
I know. But it's still
partying with my eyes in the nighttime. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
You crazy. We're going to talk about 2018 year in review for us.
Yes.
For both personal and business.
Yes.
And we're going to talk about our goals for 2019.
2019. Here we come.
Yeah. So really, I mean, I think you just start at the beginning of the year, right? Because we had a really good year.
I feel like you could do it however you want to.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Go backwards.
No, let's not go backwards. You want to go backwards?
No, I don't want to go backwards. I want to start in January.
Yeah, we can start in January, but I'm saying we can do it however we want to. If we want to just name them off or, okay, let's start in January.
Let's start in January.
All right. Because I looked at your face and your face just told me we starting in January regardless of what you say. Y'all should have saw her face just now. That's pretty much what it said. I looked at her and I was like, we starting at the beginning of the year.
We're going to start in January.
Okay.
So in January, I feel like, should we do wins and fails throughout the year?
Let's say wins and learning experiences.
Ooh, okay.
We ain't no failures. Fellers. Oh my goodness. Hey, there's that champagne you told me not to drink.
Did you drink it?
No, I didn't drink it. Well, not the second glass. So hold up real quick before we get started with this. We had some champagne tonight for
With our appetizers,
we had some champagne. She made a Jubilee drink?
No, champagne punch.
Oh, well, what did you call it, though?
Punch.
Holiday punch?
Christmas punch.
Oh, Christmas punch. I knew you had a name to it. So she made some Christmas punch, and my first glass, and it had champagne in it, and my first glass, I just pretty much threw it back. I was thirsty. Yeah. I was thirsty.
I was like, slow down. Yeah, Half of that is champagne.
I know, but we had all them hors d'oeuvres, and then everything was like, it just make you just like put your mouth together and open the wrist, and it's like, nah. You know, we had the crackers with the cheese.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
Then the breading that was in the stuffed mushrooms, and then the breading that was on the cheese sticks. I'm sorry, the mozzarella sticks. You know what I'm saying? I need something to drink.
There's water that comes out of the fridge.
But you had gave me the punch, though. I drank the punch. So she gave me the punch, right? So I drank the punch. And we're going to get back to the year review, but everybody need to know this. I drank the punch. And then she looked over at me and told me to slow down. And I was like, what do you mean slow down? This is good. And she was like, but it's half champagne. I was like, oh, we got more? She was like, yeah. I was like, well, what I need to slow down for? We ain't going to run out right now. I'm thinking she's telling me to ration it out because we ain't got no more. But no, we had more. So she was like, we got to do the podcast later. And I don't want you, which I want you to be coherent. I was like, what? So I'm over here talking about some, what I just said? Fellers. Fellers.
You're okay,
fellers?
You're not coherent.
Yeah, I'm not coherent. It's basically what, I'm perfectly fine, perfectly y'all. Fine. Yeah, perfectly fine.
What were we talking about?
We're talking about not saying failures, saying learning experiences.
Right. Wins and learning experiences.
Yeah, wins and learning experiences. Because from all of those things that didn't go the way that we quite wanted them to, we grew from them because we learned.
You're right.
Definitely. That's so true. We'll say learning experience.
Although I'm going to say on mine, I only had one fail.
One learning experience?
Yeah, one learning experience.
Well, there are a couple that like immediately pops into my head, but I don't know where they fall in the year, but I'll just say I'm kind of.
Where you think they
where
fall.
I think they fall or at the end.
Oh, okay.
So.
Okay. Well, in January, we bought our house.
Oh, that was a big win.
That was a huge.
Yeah, that would be my only January
win for us. Yeah, that's my for only January.
Everything
too.
That we went through.
Yeah.
And we told you all about it in
oh
one
my gosh.
Of our.
Episode 5.
Was it episode 5? Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, we told you about it.
Go back and listen to episode 5 if you want to hear a crazy house buying tale.
Yeah, definitely.
Ours is a crazy house buying tale.
Yeah. So that is definitely a win for me. So,
yeah, for me too, definitely. And the crazy thing is when we went through all that, and I know we talked about it a little bit in episode 5, but I was so pregnant. Well, I felt like I was so pregnant. I was what? Gosh.
Pregnant?
5, 6 months?
Yeah, you were way, you were almost there.
Yeah, 6 months.
Yeah.
Maybe close to 7. Yeah, because I was due April, beginning of April.
Yeah, Jennifer. Why are we sitting there pretending Jennifer more? Nah, you was pretty pregnant, though.
I was pretty pregnant.
Yeah.
Yeah, so then I think our next big win of the year was just adding Vaughn to the family.
Oh, yes.
And that was, like, you never know how delivery and stuff is going to go, but yeah. It was fine with
yeah,
him.
Yeah, everything
which
went
is,
well.
Yeah. And I mean, I can tell you, we never talked about this really, but in the beginning of that pregnancy, we were kind of concerned because there were some issues and we didn't know. Frankly, in the very beginning, we were worried we would lose them.
Yeah.
For a while.
Yep.
And so kind of the entire pregnancy, I remember the doctor told me, like, you can't move.
Yep. She was on bed rest.
I was on
restricted.
It was like
he didn't say bed rest because he said you can still go to work, but yeah. Restricted activity. So basically what he said was, you can go to work. You can sit down while you're at work the whole time. You can come home. When you get home, sit down.
Yeah.
That's it. No exercise, no walking around, no moving around.
And that was hard for me because with Anna, yeah. I was marathon training and coaching running. And
you worked out the day before.
I did. I ran the day before I had her.
On the treadmill.
Yeah, on the treadmill. the students who worked for us thought that I was crazy. They kept like waiting for me to fall off the treadmill, but I did great.
Yeah.
And that delivery was so easy with her. And so I was worried the entire pregnancy that the delivery with Vaughn was not going to be easy or it was going to be really hard because I hadn't worked out.
Yeah.
That wasn't really true though. I remember when I went into labor.
Yeah.
We were teaching a class. And we got to class because we don't come from the same office building here or to get to class. But we got in there and I told you, I'm like, I think I'm in labor.
Yep, I did say that.
And you're like, nah.
Yeah.
I was like, no. I'm pretty sure I'm in labor. Pretty sure. And he was like, nah. So we taught the class.
We did. We taught the class.
Yeah. And I was like, I'm just going to go back to my office now. And he was like, well, just let me know if you're in labor.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. So I go back to my office. We get home. We go pick up Anna after the day is over.
Right.
We get home. And I told him, I was like, I don't know. I just kind of feel weird. I can't really, I think I'm in labor.
Yeah. And no, you knew because you told me. You said you were having contractions by then. And you were like, these are not Braxton Hicks.
I did say that, yeah.
You did. You
told me they're not Braxton Hicks. They are the real thing, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how far along this is because they're not very strong.
Right.
Because they weren't very strong yet. And so
we called one of our friend
who came over. And she came over. It was like 9 at that point. Because we put Anna to bed first.
Yeah, Anna was to bed. Yep.
And then she came over. I was like 9 and I was like, okay, I'm having contractions, but they're not very strong and they're not very close together. But yeah. I know this is the real thing.
Yep. You did say that.
Yeah. And so she was like, okay, cool. And so I said, we're going to be at the hospital. We'll keep you updated. So we go in and I told them, like, I know the difference very clearly between Braxton Hicks and the real thing. And this is not
I was trying Braxton not to Hicks. Get fired up during that because you were telling this lady. And I know that they're professionals.
Right.
But at the same time, I'm like, I know my wife and she knows her body and we've been through this.
Yeah.
And she was very convincing. And plus the way that she said she was feeling, I was like, nah, this ain't like pretend. The lady's like, oh, well, you know, a lot of people and tried to give us that talk around.
Right. Because she was like, well, you're only like a, like 1 or 2 centimeters. Yeah, 1 or 2 centimeters dilated. Yeah. And like she's like, they're not. Like, they're not coming often enough.
Right.
And I was just like, okay, but I'm telling you, like, I would rather just do this here because, and the reason is because with Anna, she came so fast.
Yeah. I
almost missed the window to get an epidural by the time we finally got to the hospital with her. So with her, I went into labor. I started labor at 9 a.m. ish. And we got to the hospital at 2 p.m. that day, and I had her by 7 p.m.
Yeah, 7:23. And that
was because they did let me get an epidural barely.
Mm-hmm.
I almost missed that window. And when I got the epidural, it slowed down the labor tremendously.
Yep.
And so and they say your second one comes faster.
Yeah.
And
we're sorry we're giving y'all birth class.
Yeah, right I'm now. Sorry.
No, go ahead, though. Go ahead, though.
But
this was a win for us.
This is a win for us. And so with Devon, I was like, well, he's going to come faster. And so when I knew and I was for sure it was the real thing, we went in and I told the lady at the hospital, I said, these are real. This is for real. He's going to come. He's going to come tonight. He's going to come before tomorrow morning starts.
Yep.
And she was like, sorry, you're wrong. She told me it was wrong.
Yeah, she told you
and
it was wrong.
She sent us home.
She did. She sent us home and we got home.
Yep.
And we got home. It was probably our friend home.
10:30, 11. I said, I'm so, so sorry. You have to go home. I said, and I'm sorry because I know I'm going to be calling you again in the middle of the night.
Yep. You said that. You told her. You said, I'll be calling you again.
I even told her. I said, you can stay here. And if you just want to sleep on the couch, I said, it's going to be tonight. I promise you.
Yep.
And she was like, well, I'll go home and I'll grab some more clothes and like just, you know. So she was really nice about it. But she went home and I was like, all right. So we sat down. We watched an episode of a series, maybe Scandal. We were like watching Scandal all the time. We ate cake.
Yeah.
We ate pizza and cake because I'm like, I'm in labor. I don't have to deliver. So I may as well just eat something because I'm going to be hungry. And then
2.5 hours.
Yeah. So we went and laid down. 2.5 hours
later. Yep.
And I did actually get some sleep.
Yeah, she took a little nap. Yeah. I was ready. Yep. So I was in go mode. So I really didn't go to sleep.
We didn't even get under the covers.
Nope.
We just slept on top of the
covers with our clothes on.
Yep. And then it was 1:40 in the morning.
Was it that late?
I think so.
I thought it was a little bit earlier than that, but it could have been.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It was like around that kind of time.
Mm-hmm.
And I rolled over and I said, okay. This is it. Every time I have a contraction, I've been trying to time it and I would push a little thing and I was like, we got to go. We got to go now because I'm going to miss it again.
Yep.
And when we got there, we went in and there were
the
like,
same lady.
Yep. The same lady.
She was like, oh, hey, welcome back.
Yeah. She goes, she was like I'm going to send you home again.
Yeah. That's what she said. And that was her attitude.
And she checked us. And she checked me.
Yeah. Well, she put us in the room first and she did all of the paperwork again and they had the reassign her and do all of this stuff.
All
this
stuff again.
And she was moving so slow. She was just like, oh, it's these people again. Like, they're really concerned. Oh, this is so cute.
Yeah. That was her attitude.
Yeah. And then she came in there.
And then she checked me. And then she was like, whoa, we got to call a doctor.
Yeah. She was like, we got to go. We got to call your doctor. And you were like, what's going on? She was like, you're like 7 centimeters dilated.
It was crazy.
And she was like, how did that happen? You went from like 2 to 7
in
all of 2.5-3 hours.
I was trying to tell her.
And then her attitude changed and her, she picked up a little bit.
Oh, they picked up speed.
Yeah.
Fast.
So they were calling doctors. They were getting us in rooms and they called the anesthesiologist. I mean, it was like, boom, boom, boom. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Yeah. Once we got past triage and into the actual delivery, the nurses were outstanding.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Anyway, so that was a big win. Was getting Vaughn here. We made our family of 4.
Yes.
And we got a girl and a boy. and we're done.
I'm like, whoo. That was the finish line right there.
That was the finish line.
We were talking about a win. That was the finish line right there.
So the next one is again in April, and it was right after I had Vaughn, and this was the first time for me. I don't know about you, but we listen to podcasts all the time, like when we're traveling. Yes. We listen to true crime podcasts.
Yes, true
right?
crime. Mm-hmm.
So in April, we discovered a podcast that one of your friends has. And that's the very first time that I ever heard a podcast that was self-development.
Yeah, not true
like,
crimes.
Yeah, that was like growth, self-development. And when I started listening to it, I was like, oh my gosh, we could do this.
Yeah.
Like, this is crazy. I feel like we could do this. This could be a really good way. Like, we've always wanted to help people and extend our reach. And to me, in my head, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. So I started listening to more and more of these. But this, for me, is when I planted, like the seed was planted in my head about starting a podcast.
Yep, in April. I remember that.
Yep. So we kind of briefly had the conversation. We didn't really get in depth about it. I think just because I just had Vaughn and we hadn't really had the talk yet about rebranding the company, although that was coming up soon.
Right. That happened very soon.
Right.
Very
so it was kind of like... Well, she mentioned it, but I don't know how it fits into the current structure is probably what you're thinking.
Right.
I'm just guessing.
Right.
Right.
That's exactly it.
Yeah. So then I think between then and May is when I started writing. We had always talked about writing your auto, yep. almost like an autobiography.
Yeah, sort of kind of like self-help slash like autobiography.
But about your life.
Yep, yep.
So it is somewhat of an autobiography and telling stories about your life, but the lessons learned from those stories.
Right, right.
And I was super excited about this because I am a strong writer and I love to write. And to tell somebody else's stories for me is so exciting and so amazing. So I started writing this book for you.
Yeah, we started writing it together.
Yeah, yeah. And it was...
Well, she was doing most of the writing. Well, I was doing a lot of writing.
You're doing a lot of writing. And she would take it and rewrite it.
Yeah, pretty much. Basically, my writing was trash. So she just took the...
I didn't say that.
That's how it felt. But anyways, the stories, you really made them come together. And you added life to them. And that is definitely your gift, storytelling. And we just do it in different ways.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can do it very well verbally. And you can write.
Right.
You know, you can write.
Yep.
So I was trying to write.
Yeah.
And you were taking it and then you were rewriting it, but you were taking the storylines and kind of getting what I was trying to say out of them. So, yes.
Right.
We got far, though.
I mean, we got really far.
It was six chapters, six or seven chapters.
So this is like really a far. Win to begin.
Yep.
And then to me, I put on my notes a fail.
Yeah.
Which we said is a lesson.
A lesson. Yeah. A learning lesson. Yeah. And because I think that it's a lesson learned because we realized, one, how much time it took and the attention to detail that it took. And we had a lot of different things going on and a lot of different things that we were adding to our plate.
Yeah.
And we were continuing writing.
Yeah.
But the attention to details were not. Yeah. It wasn't there. So it
got
harder.
And you know, the first couple of weeks of maternity leave. Well, the entire time I was on maternity leave.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, like I'm caring for an infant. But there was so much of that time. I just had time I could write.
Yeah.
And that made a huge difference because when I went back to the full-time job, when I was no longer on maternity leave, I didn't have time. And so I would try to write at night when I got home. And like it just – so it dwindled from there. And I think we're probably a third or almost a halfway through the book.
Yeah. We got a lot of content, though.
We have a lot of content. A
lot of content.
And it's really, really good. It is. It's just a matter of finding, especially now.
Yeah.
So the other thing we did in May was we rebranded the company.
Yep, we rebranded our company.
And for that took a lot of time and a lot of effort because not only were we rebranding.
Yeah.
And if you want like kind of the snapshot of this, you can look at our website, theloveitco.com and then the vision page.
Yeah, new vision.
The new vision page. Mm-hmm. That's really a snapshot. But I remember I was like really nervous for this because this was the seed. This was my idea originally. And when I approached Daryl about it, I was so nervous that he was going to be like, no, we've spent the past year building this company. Why would you want to do this? What are you suggesting? Like, I don't understand. And I must have completely underestimated you, because I went to you and I said, hey, I think we need to rebrand and here's why. And you were like, okay.
I'll tell you why it was so easy for me to say, yeah, okay. One of the reasons is because you didn't come to me and just say, hey, we need to rebrand. We need to change.
Right.
You threw in like all of these new opportunities and new avenues that you wanted to go down. And I was like, wow, growth. Like, that's immediately what I thought is growth. And we talk about it all the time. If you're not growing, you stagnate, you become complacent. That's when you stop growing as a person. And if you do that with your business, that's when your business stops growing.
Right.
And that's immediately where I went. So I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't, hey, we need to change this. And I'm like, why? You're like, oh, I don't know. We just need to change it. Like, you hit me with, and I think it would work better if we add this, and if we move this around, if we split this up and we combine these. And I was like, heck yeah. Like, yeah. Growth. And that's why I was immediately on board.
Yeah. It just worked so well. And okay, so I feel like we talked about this a little bit, but the company we had before Self Run Now, we knew the direction we wanted to go, but the way that we were offering the services didn't line up to the name of the company or
right.
the vision
right.
or what we really wanted to achieve. Right. And we took a step back and looked at it. We could only offer a couple different services within that
with
company
that
name.
Yeah, with
and
that name
concept.
And that concept. Yeah.
And that's all we could do. Yeah. And even then we had issues with, we'd be like, I wonder who's searching for us. And it'd be like construction or like DIYers because it was self-reno.
Yeah.
But the concept was still really good. And we loved what we were doing and the content and what we were talking about. And so when I came to him with the idea, you know, I said, this could be a lot bigger than it is, but we need a different name.
Right.
And so, you know, now we offer... We still offer leadership trainings.
Yeah, we offer leadership
training. We offer workshops.
Yep.
We still offer motivational speaking, which is your realm. I'm not as good at that,
right.
but you're excellent. And so we still offer that.
Right.
Which
we'll talk about. We'll talk about these in depth a little bit later. But yeah, go ahead.
And then we offer leadership consulting.
Yeah, leadership
which
consulting.
Which is brand new.
Which is new.
Yeah. And so we're still figuring out exactly how that's going to look.
Right.
But
and then we threw the podcast in there, too.
Yeah, and then the podcast.
And then the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we do coaching.
That's right. We do coaching, too.
Yeah, we do success coaching. So,
yeah,
all of those.
Right. So, in May, it was kind of a combination, for me, a win and a fail. And the win was the rebrand and the beginning to have those talks and the beginning to what is this going to look like and how are we going to brand ourselves and what are we going to offer?
Right.
And then the fail was kind of the book just...
The learning experience.
It halted the learning experience. The book halted.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
I don't know. I'm really struggling with learning experience because for me, I already know what I need to do. Like, I need to just finish this book.
Yeah.
So I don't know what I learned from that.
Oh, what you learned from it was time management. yeah, that's what you learned. You figured that out really quick.
Yes.
So that was a learning experience, time management, and also our load.
Yes.
That definitely.
You know, it's hard. We talk about this a little bit in episode 2 about the myth of work-life balance.
Yeah.
But it's never that because any time that you take on something else, you're sacrificing another part of your life.
Yep.
To ensure that gets done. I don't care who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have 10,000 balls in the air just juggling them all.
Yep.
But you might be able to do like 3 to 4
yep.
really efficiently. And so we had to, I mean, that was one that just kind of fell back was the book. But
yeah.
Okay. So then I think we could fast forward to August.
We celebrated an anniversary.
Oh, we did.
Oh,
we
my
celebrated
goodness.
Our anniversary
in July. Yeah, we
yes,
celebrated
we
our anniversary.
Yes.
I just had to throw
one
that
year.
In there.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, go ahead, baby. Keep
okay.
going.
Okay. Yeah. So we celebrate our anniversary, of course.
Yeah.
Very important, July. We also had birthdays and stuff.
Yeah,
and this
we celebrated
year too,
birthdays. I'm May. She's June.
Yeah.
The kids, both of them are in April.
Yeah, 4 days apart.
Yeah.
That's going to be rough.
Ugh.
So in August, was kind of along the same lines of our rebrand. I had given a lecture for an organization right in the middle of our rebrand. And for us, this was really difficult to figure out how to brand that.
Yeah.
And I think that's definitely lessons learned.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we were approached, we had just started our new company under the new name.
Right.
We had our content. And to me, I'm like, this is marketing. Like, this is our kickoff of our company, but we hadn't publicly announced it yet.
Right. We were still in the kind of organizing and and the legalities because we do it right. We're just not like, hey, we got this company. No, we do it right. We had a couple of things that we had. Uh-oh, you better get that water.
I know.
Or go get
it's some, hard on the floor, man.
Yeah, I know, right?
I'm like leaning over and
go get the champagne.
Go get the champagne. It is Christmas Eve.
I know, right? we're going to be told we ain't going to be able to put the gifts out.
Oh, no, we still got to do that.
Okay. But anyways, we were talking about the rebranding and the legal parts because we had our legal representative looking at some of the stuff that we were putting together and getting the actual business certified and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
So we weren't ready to announce it.
This is a really big.
And we had an opportunity there. So we didn't want to be like.
We couldn't turn it down.
Yeah. We didn't want to say no because it fits right in line with what we do. And we couldn't be like, oh, sorry, no. So we actually did it under our old business.
We did.
Because it was still active.
Yeah.
It was. Still is active now.
It actually, we got to figure that out because right now we got two businesses. We don't even use that one.
I know.
Yeah. We got to figure that out. So anyway, that was hard.
Yeah.
That was hard.
But you did it though. You went and killed it.
I did. And it was fun and it was a great opportunity. I just really, really wanted that to be like our launching.
The jump off. Yeah, I know.
And I think that we did it right. I really do. I think we could have, I think it would have been a mistake to use it as a launching pad because we weren't ready.
We were not at all. And I'm glad that we did it the way that we decided to go with. And I think that in the long run, and I'm saying long run, like I feel like it was the best choice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
Even though it was an opportunity that could have.
It still kind of kills me.
But yeah. It's all good.
Yeah. So then in September, huge win because we were ready. We had done all the research.
Mm-hmm.
We had gotten everything together.
Mm-hmm.
And we recorded our very first podcast.
We sure did.
Yeah. It was fun.
It was very fun.
It was. And looking back, the funny thing is, I think this one right now, I feel like people are going to listen to and be like, oh, that's one of their like just for fun ones. Kind of, you know, like we're talking about some important things, but I think they're going to be like, oh, their Christmas Eve one is for fun one, which it is.
Yeah.
But I feel like the first one was super important because it established a background for us.
Right. And we really wanted people to know who we were.
Right. At the same time, we get feedback, minus the one we did with my sister and her husband, which was definitely for fun.
Yeah.
But we get feedback on all of our most recent episodes because we're very intentional about we want there to be very clear takeaways. And we want it to be very practical advice.
Yes.
And so we get really great feedback on all of our most recent episodes because we're very intentional about it. Where in the beginning, I think like the first 3 or 4, like we kind of tried, but we just weren't used to podcasting
yet. Right. We were figuring it out.
Yeah. And so I think people would listen and be like, well, it's just for fun, or, you know, even if they have good advice, I don't know. It's probably just a fun one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now
it was still fun.
Yeah. The feedback, I love it. And one of the reasons why I love it, no pun intended, is because one, they say that we're relatable.
Yeah.
And then obviously the chemistry that we have, I know it's pretty good, but to hear other people say it, it's like, okay, cool. Yeah. But then also the takeaways and the life lessons that, you know, that we have.
The dog.
There was a dog. I told you that shake was coming. I knew that shake was coming. And she walked right over here by us.
Right by the mic.
Right by the mic and shake it. Oh my goodness. Anyway.
She's showing off.
Yeah, she's showing off. Dogs are smart.
Yes, they are.
But anyways, the content that we're given and the way that we're presenting the topics and tips, you know, we're not very preachy. We're not very in your face.
Right.
And it's kind of like these things will help if you just apply them to your life where you feel they best fit, when you feel they best fit. And I really like that approach and I really like that.
And I like, for the most part, you said we're storytellers, which we are. Mm-hmm. And we try to be, because I think that's an important part of relating to anybody else.
Right.
Like, people are going to relate if you have a story, even if they have not lived out your story.
Right.
Or even anything like it, as long as it's your story and yeah. you're honest and you're authentic about it. I think when we tie back our lessons to our stories and we can talk about our stories openly, I think that's what gives our podcast kind of that edge.
I agree. And yeah. you're very, very good at that. Like, the storytelling. I mean, I am too.
You are.
But more directive. Like, you yeah. know, like, I'm like, here you go.
Yeah.
And you got that soft approach to where, like, people, like, jump right in your story and they're walking right beside you. Where me, I'm just like, boom, this is how it was. This is how it is. Take these tips. Take this advice.
I bet people loved that when I talked about the juicy crawfish with maggots.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They was right beside you until you said that. And they jumped. They jumped out of that story. All right.
That's a good... What episode was that? 4?
Oh,
maybe. I think it's 4.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. It's a started from the bottom and now we're here. Yeah, now we're here. So yeah. if you want to know about juicy crawfish, which now you probably don't because I didn't make that appealing at all.
Oh, my goodness. Go back and listen to it.
It's pretty good story, though. It is. It's funny. So that was a huge win. And even just, I think, for us figuring out the podcasting world, not only the equipment, but also... You know, we've got an intro and an outro and the music.
Yeah, and DJ Vance.
DJ Vance. Shout out to DJ Vance. Yes, he has done our music. That was all
just engineering.
Figuring it all out.
Yep.
And it was fun. Yep. So,
and knowing the right people and having good people that's a part of our team.
Yep.
So.
That's right. Absolutely. So that was our first. In October, a big win was our very first business retreat.
Oh, that was so needed. Yeah. So needed.
Yeah.
For many reasons.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that you put that together and that you kind of pushed me into doing that. Because I can tell you, at first when she said it, I was just like, what? We're talking about everything we need to right here. But to be able to go and get away. And just kind of be able to clear our minds and just be in the moment with each other and to goal plan was awesome. And we've learned so much about each other and the directions that we want to go. And we've been able to establish some different ways and approaches to do things. And I'm just like, wow, it was very much needed.
There's definitely something to be said for sitting down with your business partner and just planning.
Yeah.
And so I recommend, we're obviously a couple too. And so that, adds even more dimension to it. But I think that if any of you are part of a business partnership, whether it is with your significant other or it's with a different business partner, right. I think there's so much stock in just taking a day or two even and going and sitting down and planning.
Right.
And we have another one planned
for
January 2nd. So. We're going to sit down and revisit all of our goals and do we need to edit or where are we at and how do we plan for them?
And our approach, this isn't a recommendation. This is just me telling you what worked for us. And it may be something that you want to consider. But when we sat down for our goal planning and kind of going through the different things and ideas that we had, doing them together in the same space, but individually first, really significantly helped us out because we weren't trying to, play the game of figuring out or fitting in with what each other were thinking or the ideas that we had. So we were in the same place, in the same space, doing the same thing, but did them individually. And then we came together with our ideas and where they were the same, we combined them where there was overlap. We found ways to find balance. And then if we had our differences, we talked through those. And that really worked out very well, as opposed to us both sitting down at the table. And then we're just throwing ideas out there in the middle of the table and talking through them.
Right.
I think it was very productive the way that we did that. And kudos to April for setting it up. That's another one of her strengths. The goal planning and goal setting. That's something that she does. I'm more of the process oriented type person that can talk you and facilitate you through the process.
Right.
But as far as coming up with the guidelines and the structure of it, she killed that.
Well, and so that's just kind of letting you in on some of our secret process, I think, because we do this in our leadership trainings and our leadership consulting. And so if that's something that is piqued your interest, please check out our website we do that, and we'll come in and facilitate that for your group or for your leadership team if you need something like that.
Yep. So
yeah. The other thing we did in October was we released our very first podcast episode.
We did.
Yeah. Which we very strategically and very intentionally planned to be the same week that we were out on our retreat.
Yes.
Yep, we did that on purpose. In October, we got our very first sponsor.
Yeah, so we were very excited about that.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Yeah, so you probably hear me say it a lot, and I'll continue to say it, and I've said it previously. Like, our whole intent when we did this was, like, not for money. Right. We just wanted to help people. And we wanted to share some of our stories, some of our skills, some of our knowledge, some of our lessons learned with people. And we weren't, you know, we weren't looking for any monetary gain. So when we received the sponsorship that we did, like, I was like, oh my gosh. And it was one that fell in line with, you know, something that we were okay with. We had a couple of them come to us, and we were just like, that doesn't fit, you know, our vision. Sorry. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. You know, if you have friends in this place, tell them. But no, we got our first sponsorship, and that was great. And basically, it went right back into the podcast.
Yeah.
Anything that we get as far as contributions, it goes right back into the podcast, because it does cost to do this. But, you know, our goal is, this is us giving, and we want to help people. And that's why we're trying to expand our reach, so we can help as many people as possible with it, if we're going to continue to contribute and do this.
Right. Right. And so the November, we finally did release the rebrand of our company. We released that rebrand, which was so cool. And so now we offer all those things that we talked about before. Yeah. So the leadership trainings, the actual workshops. So we do just like 1-day workshops, or, you know, just 2-hour workshops or whatever.
So we say that, and don't let her downplay it. She's like, and whatever. No. Let me tell you, this is serious. Like, we're very proud of our work, and we're very humble. And that's why she said that. And I'm just teasing her. We're very humble, but our skill set, and how we work together, I mean, I feel like we'd be great for, you know, the large organization all the way down to the small organization to the groups. So when we talk about our leadership workshops, we went to Mexico. And provided a 6-hour
workshop,
a leadership workshop on developing programs and implementing programs and working collaboratively with constituents within their department, their stakeholders. So, I mean, that's just one that I say.
One example. And we had a translator.
That's
not easy.
Yeah, no, not at all. So I think that's why I always go to that one, because that one was probably, like, I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
But it was also one of the most challenging ones as well. Yeah. But I mean, that's just one of many workshops that we've done.
True.
And we typically do them together, because we work very well together. Because like I said, she's really good with the content and the outline and cleaning up everything that I recommend that's added. And then on the process of it and the delivery of it, that's kind of where I come in, and the engagement piece. And then she brings the soft approach. And then we facilitate it very well together. And she said whatever, because we're very humbled about it, but we're very good at it.
Yeah.
I mean, we are very good at it.
We are.
And we've done it a lot.
Yep.
And that's just something that we don't go out and brag about it, but we are doing our year in review. So I feel like
we can brag.
We can brag about it now.
Then I get to brag about you.
Uh-oh.
Because we also still offer the motivational speaking.
Oh, and like I
said, this is Daryl's strong suit.
It is.
And I saw you guys. Okay. So the same event
In Mexico. In Mexico, I gave a keynote.
Daryl gave a keynote. And I was sitting by the vice president
of the organization.
For the organization. Yeah. who had traveled also from the U.S.
Right.
And come to this event. And she grabbed my arm at one point and looked over at me, and there were tears in her eyes. And she said, "Is this story true about him?" And I said, "Yeah, this is completely true." And she said, "I can't even believe it." And the way that he tells the story is very motivational, very inspirational, but he talks about his life, and which is what the book is about.
Right.
And it's very inspirational. And I couldn't even believe, like, when you were done, everybody was so just, we had another, the director of that event event came up to us afterwards and just still crying. Yeah. I was like, "I can't believe this."
They were
like,
hugging me.
Oh my gosh, everybody was hugging you.
I was like, man, I'm taking pictures. They all wanted to take pictures. Yeah. I'm just like.
That was funny.
Yeah, no, that wasn't.
It was, because then we had actually one of our good friends who is now a VP of an organization. Anyway, one of our good friends was also there who was from the U.S. And he was so funny because he was like, "Oh my gosh, I gotta walk around behind you and like carry this camera and like just be your groupie basically."
Yeah, that was fun. I enjoyed that.
But you're very good at that. I am.
This is what's so crazy. And I guess I'll say it and kind of expose it on this podcast. This is ours. It's like the people that I'm not gonna even say think they know me, but the people that know me or feel like they know me so well are the ones that like I really want to be able to experience this, but they're not the ones that even like get it, like, you know what I mean, if like, that makes sense,
like they don't support or
no
like,
not that they don't support, but like when I say it, there's like, huh, what, like really, like even some of my family, you know, and I'm just like, if they sat in this crowd and they heard me, they probably would be blown away.
That's true,
because
they don't know.
When I'm not up there on the stage, I'm pretty chill. I'm very chill, but when it's time to do that, like I completely turn into a different person. But that's what makes it, you know, good for me, because the opportunity is the outlet for me. But it's also being able to inspire, motivate people and also share my life and then share some life lessons and then how it crosses over to how they can make it applicable to what they're doing personally, their business, their organizations. And I have fun with that. And to be able to do that and impact people and to see that I have that impact on people is what lights me up on the inside.
You're so good. He's so good at it.
I did another one this year too. Yeah. I did one last year.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I've done a couple.
You did two last year.
Yeah, I did two last year. I want to do more.
At the very end of the year. Yeah, because we were still figuring out our business.
Yeah. So I want to do more. Yeah. As time allows.
But we're not spending our time on that.
No.
And
it says opportunity presents itself.
Yeah, it is. And we could, you could be doing more.
I know. And I've actually turned down some as well.
Yeah.
Some opportunities as well.
Well, it wasn't the right opportunity.
Yeah, it wasn't the right opportunity, but.
I mean, it was an opportunity, but that doesn't mean it's always right.
It has to be right for me, and it has to like be in my spirit in order for me to go and do it. I don't just be like, yeah, I need to do this because I need to do it.
Right.
I do it because my calling won, and it has to resonate with my spirit, and I have to be able to relate. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
Yeah. So then also in November, we really kind of got into, I feel like we really started with the podcast, started getting more intentional and more focused on specific topics and stuff.
Yeah.
And when we first started, I almost want to tell the story of how we named the podcast, but maybe I shouldn't.
I don't care. Wait, let me see how much time we have. We might do that on a different one.
Maybe we should.
Yeah, because they've been listening to us for almost an hour.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Yeah. So
we still got to get presents and stuff.
My goodness. This is fun, though. But we're sharing. We're definitely opening up and sharing with you all.
Yeah.
So.
Well, then we'll save that story for a different one. But I will say that in November, for me, a huge win. I think because mainly I was kind of nervous about talking about it, but the name of our podcast is Success in Black and White, and that's very intentional in a few different ways. And we talked about in the very first podcast episode why we named it that and that intentionality behind it and how it has to do with success. But another way that it was intentional was just a play off of our skin color. I mean, let's be real. Success in black and white.
In black and white.
Yep.
Yep.
And that was intentional.
Yep.
And part of the reason that was intentional is because we were feeling like we were being called to talk about being an interracial couple.
Yeah.
And the good and the bad and some of the challenges and just everything. And so in November, I finally, like, I was so nervous to start doing those episodes, even though I knew that we were going to be talking about it.
Right.
And in November is when I reached out and we both started reaching out to people and started doing the research.
Yeah.
To do those episodes. And mm-hmm. the minute I started doing the research...
Ooh.
The stories, we asked for people's stories
yeah.
who are in interracial relationships.
Yes.
And the stories we got back are powerful.
Yeah. And they started flooding in. Not yes. flowing, flooding in.
I couldn't believe it.
Still getting them.
Yeah. Yeah, we are. And people want an outlet and they want their story heard and they want people to understand what it's like being in an interracial relationship.
Right.
And so when we started getting back that data and the research, I was blown away. I really was.
Yeah.
And so, and this is one of our, probably in our goals of 2019, but January 8th will be our first in a series of probably four of the first yeah. podcast episodes right. that really covers what we found when we talked to these people about being in an interracial relationship.
Right. Absolutely.
We're so excited. Yes. And this is not just for if you are in an interracial relationship.
Right.
We hope that anybody. Everybody will listen because
yeah, it'll give you some insight.
It'll give you insight. And we also talk about just relationships in general.
Right.
But it will give you insight.
Yeah.
For sure. And we felt like we were being called to do it. I was just nervous to do it.
Yeah.
I was. And so now I'm excited that we did it.
Yeah.
December, one of our first huge wins was that we hosted a contest. Kind of we talked about, we got the sponsor.
Right.
And we hosted our very first contest to give back that money.
Yep.
And like Daryl said, anytime that we get blessed, like we truly believe that those are blessings and that we're not supposed to keep those.
Right.
Those are blessings for us that we bless back.
Let me clarify.
Let's go ahead.
No. She was right. Like we didn't give it all back because like I said, we had to put some of it back into the podcast.
Yeah. But we did have to cover some yeah. expense.
But when yeah. we get blessed, we bless other people. And we feel mm-hmm. like that's the whole point of it.
Right.
And that's, you know, the reason why.
Yeah.
But
so we gave back $100.
Yeah, definitely.
And five of our signature t-shirts.
Which was equivalent to $100.
Yep.
So.
So, and we will continue to do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Every time we get blessed.
We will bless.
We're going to turn around and bless somebody else.
Yep.
And one of the reasons why I feel like this is so important. One, not because we're doing it, just because. We feel like we need to do it, but because without you all, we wouldn't be in a position that we are. So I'm so thankful for everybody. And whenever we get blessed, one of the ways that we want to show how thankful we are for you all is by giving it back.
Right.
Yeah. So we thank y'all.
Yeah, we do.
Because of you all. That's how we got the sponsorships, because basically being for real, all they care about is how many people you reach in and how what they're, you know, going to ask for you to represent on their behalf is going to reach as many people so that they come back to them.
Right.
And there's nothing wrong with that. That's just how the business goes.
It's business.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, the other thing that we gave away were the signature t-shirts.
Yeah, yeah. Them signature tees.
So that's the other thing we introduced in December, actually just last week. Was our e-commerce store.
Yeah. We're very excited about this. So yeah. Like we said, it obviously does cost us something to do this and to host the podcast and do all of that. But we're not those people that are going to sit here and ask for donations and be like, hey, Cash App us this and Venmo us that. If you like what we're doing and you want to support us, then, you know, buy one of the t-shirts. That's one way that you can support us and rep
the t-shirts
it.
T-shirts are
yeah, they're nice.
Yeah, they're soft.
They're nice.
They're ring spun cotton. Yeah,
ring spun cotton.
Which I never even really understood what that was until we got them. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so amazing.
Yeah.
So they're like soft cotton polyester blend.
Yeah.
So, and they're so nice.
Absolutely. And then we have some other ones that are in the works right now. Some more styles.
Other colors.
Lady
other
cuts styles. And colors. Yeah, definitely. So support us that way.
Yeah.
Buy one of our signature tees. And then when you're wearing it, take a picture and post it. Let us see you wearing it and repping. Support us that way. That's all that we ask.
Yep.
We're not sending the collection plate around.
No, give. Nothing.
Nah, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's pretty much it. But we're very excited about these signature tees, and we've had great success with the ones that we've had so far as selling them and getting support. I'm very thankful for those people who have supported us. It's almost about time for us to do another order too.
Oh gosh.
Yeah, I know, right?
Oh my goodness.
So I know.
I want to do like travel mugs. Can we do that?
Yeah, we can do those, definitely.
Yay. Okay. So then I also want to talk about just overall the podcast, because to me, and if you've been listening for a while, you know that data and stats are very important to me. And so that's just my brain.
Yeah.
But I just want to give a couple stats on the podcast.
Give those stats.
So as of right now, and I just checked all these this morning, so I had up to date for you guys.
Okay.
We have aired 9 episodes.
9 episodes.
Yep. This would be technically the 10th, but we're calling it the holiday special.
Right.
Right. Because okay. I think the January 1st is going to be episode 10 technically.
Okay. But that's fine.
So, right. So 10 episodes with this one.
Yeah.
And we've recorded and produced 12. Or 13, maybe?
Yeah, we have 11, a couple. 12, 13, 14. Like, we
maybe
got 14. Yeah.
Yeah. So that means that, obviously, we record, like, 3 weeks out, usually.
Yeah.
We have almost, we were so close to 1,600 downloads this morning. So yeah. We might actually have it by now.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. But so, 9 episodes in, technically, because I was looking and we hadn't put this one out yet.
Right.
We have almost 1,600 downloads. I think that's great.
Yeah.
And then we have listeners in 11 different countries.
Now that's what's cool
which is
to me.
So
yeah, that's what's cool.
Cool
to me.
Yes. So shout out if you are in Australia or Germany or oh my goodness. Canada. I'm trying to remember all the countries. I should have written them down, but
yeah.
I didn't. But we're just so excited that you guys are listening from across the world. We hope that we're making a difference to you and in your relationships and your success and your career endeavors, yeah. All of that.
That age range is the only one that's questionable to me. But anyways, I'm not going to go there. But that age range that they give us.
I didn't even look at that. What did it say?
Oh my goodness. It's like ages. What is it, like 18 to 36?
Oh, okay.
Or something like that.
And that's questionable?
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to be cut off next year. You know what I'm saying? Wait, am I going to be cut off?
Oh my gosh. You can't even. You give me so much crap for not knowing my own age.
I know.
You don't know your own age?
Yeah, I know. That was intentional right
then. Just stop right now.
I know.
Stop it.
That was intentional.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I'm going to get cut off. But anyways.
Well, so what are you looking forward to in 2019?
Leveling up.
How so?
Continuing to develop our business.
Okay.
And we've had a lot of success, and there have been a lot of opportunities that have come our way, and some that we've had to turn down for whatever reason.
Yeah.
But I want to level up, continue to grow it, continue to develop it, fine tune some of the things that we have. And then I want to take advantage of some of those opportunities that we turned down for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And kind of go at them full force and, you know, put our brand out there and put out there what we do and make it known. So I want to level up in that way by just fine tuning, and promoting and building our business and our brand, mm-hmm. and actually taking advantage of opportunities that fit with what we're doing.
Okay, cool.
That's how I want to level up.
All right, cool. I have a couple ways. Do I have time for a couple ways? I know we're like already over an hour, right?
Yeah, we're over an hour, but go ahead. They're listening.
Okay. So with the podcast, I'm just excited to see what important topics that we're going to tackle, because I feel like we really cut our teeth on the interracial relationships, which again, you guys haven't heard yet, but you will January 8th. But I think that we are being called to tackle some important issues.
Yeah, I'm excited about that as well. I think that's going to be great. Mm-hmm. And I think because we poured so much of our hearts into this episode, and hopefully people will be able to pick that out.
Yeah.
With some of our stories, but just engaging with the other people that are in similar situations, circumstances as us, and how they shared and how they were so vulnerable, and you know, how we took their stories, and even reading some of them, I'm just like, my heart just was just sinking in some of them. And in some of them, certain points of it was uplifted when, you know, they said how they've overcome certain things.
Right.
I mean, it was just, it was eye-opening for me. I can tell you that much. And it was rewarding at the same time.
Yep, absolutely. For me, book writing. We talk about the fact that we have a book that's like half done right now. And we could easily jump into that. But we also wonder if we are not being called to write a book together with the two of us.
Yeah. First. That's something that we both have had on our hearts and our minds. And, you know, sometimes it's placed there for a reason, and you keep ignoring it, you know, it's going to keep being there and keep manifesting. So I feel like that's something that we need to sit down and talk about.
We'll talk about January 2nd.
Yeah, definitely.
Speaking of couples retreats, it was a business retreat, but we also did some marriage stuff, and we've really just been working on having an extraordinary marriage, which is, it's hard when your time is so limited, but we're really working on that. And so
I want to date you more.
Oh gosh, me too. Let's do it.
Yeah, I want to date you more.
I know.
We are very busy.
We are very busy.
And obviously we have, you know, the planners and calendars and stuff, and our time is planned out, and some of the things that are, you know, priorities right now, we can look at them, and I want to date you some more and throw that in there as one of my priorities.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
I'm doing a lot of internal work on myself, just because I think every relationship starts with a good, solid, like, we don't complete each other as a couple. You have to bring your whole self to a relationship in order to have a good relationship. And so I'm doing internal work. It was funny because I think in the second episode, we were both like, we really value therapy, but we don't see a therapist. Mm-hmm. And I actually have started seeing a therapist.
Yeah.
So I'm doing internal work to make our marriage, well, to make myself whole so that our marriage can be the best it can be.
Awesome. Yeah. I support you.
I know. You're so sweet. And then for me, the last one, I really want to get involved. Well, we are involved, but I want to get more involved and really stay involved with our church.
Jesus. Okay.
It's super important. And we keep saying we're going to do the spirituality episode. We're going to talk about spirituality and really, and what it means to us.
Yeah.
But we will get to that one. But
yeah, I'm with you on that. I want to be more consistent.
Yes.
The only reason why I say that is because when we're asked to do things, we're like, oh yeah, we got this, and we roll with it.
Right.
And we provide, you know, our skill set, wherever they fit, whenever they need us to.
But we don't actively seek out opportunity. Yeah,
so I'm with you. And consistently.
Consistently.
Yeah.
I mean, and by consistent, like, we're there every week. Yeah, we make sure we take our kids. Like, we're very, I feel like we try to be as consistent as possible, because as parents and as a family, that's what we want. Plus, our church is really good. We love going to it. But yeah, I think seeking out intentionally opportunities to serve with our strengths.
Definitely. With our strengths. That's the thing that really matters to me.
Yeah.
Because I remember they asked me to do the...
Did they ask you to be a parking attendant?
No, okay. They haven't asked me to do that yet. I'm like, y'all can't put this brother out there during the summertime.
No.
You know, because I like to be fly when I go to church.
Yeah, you're pretty fly.
And they going to put me out there in the parking ministry in the sun. I'm sweating through my nice button-up shirt. No. You know what I'm saying? No, they try to do, what was it? Oh, my goodness. the, was it the meet and greet? Like the people, the hospitality people or something. I'm like, ah, this ain't my calling. I don't think this is for me right here, man. I can't stand to the door and shake everybody's hand. The whole time I'm doing that, I'm like, hey, somebody get me the hand sanitizer. Like, you know what I mean?
That is you.
That's me right there. I'm like, oh, man, you know, I can't do that. Now, you know what? If they put me on the passing out the peppermint.
You probably eat them all.
Why you gonna put me out like that? Why you gonna put me out? Why you had to say that? Anyways, all right, you done, because I'm gonna talk about mine.
Why go you ahead, go- I'm sorry.
Wow, she just called me out on the peppermint. I'm trying to find a committee for me to serve on, and you want to, wow. Y'all don't know this, if y'all can see me right now. All right, so we get, hey, it's late.
It is late.
We need to get these. We need to get these gifts out and stuff. Anyway, so other than leveling up, connecting and collaborating with like-minded people, strategically building a network system for me—that's something that I definitely want to do.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people that I associate with that I currently kind of, you know, check in with, and I'm just like, you're not on the same like
level
or journey with me right now, so. That's one. I want to continue. I'm not going to say start, but I want to continue engaging with our listeners and our supporters.
We have some awesome ones.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Shout outs to Diane and Allison and Brittany and... Oh my gosh, we have so many. I'm probably leaving people out.
I'm about to say, don't start that.
Yeah, why don't you start the name. Why did you do the name calling? I know, Alea. We just have so. Okay, I'm sorry.
Stop the name calling. Goodness.
But we have such good ones, and we love them.
And we talk about this in one of the previous episodes, but that's April Strong's, who, like, she's a social butterfly. But I've been having a great, you know, time connecting. And usually I'm so focused on the business side that sometimes I forget to do the connecting. So that's what I want to do. I want to declutter in all aspects of my life. And not only do that at the beginning of the year, but I want to keep it that way. Just me personally with what I've taken on in all aspects of my life, not just in our business, but that's at work. That's even in physical, in the house, just some of the stuff we got in here, you know, that's something I want to do. And I want to keep it that way. And then the last is
that means we're going to have to go through the closet tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Wait.
Oh, maybe not tomorrow. It's Christmas.
Wait a minute. Tomorrow? Hey, look, you got some more gifts. That's what's going to happen.
Oh, gosh.
And then last, though, just continuing to expand our reach. I feel like what we're doing is positive, uplifting, and impactful. Mm-hmm. And I feel like there are a lot of people that this is for that are out there. And I just want to continue to expand my reach and to get to those people so that we can hopefully motivate them, inspire them, uplift them, give them something to help them with their journey.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much it for me in 2019.
Cool. That's it.
That's it for me.
Yeah.
Is that it for the podcast?
I think so.
All right.
Yeah.
We got to go get these gifts, y'all.
Yeah, we do. This was a fun one.
Yeah.
I mean, it's definitely a reflective.
They're all fun, but this one was extremely fun.
Yeah. It was a reflective. I feel like anytime the end of something comes, and the end of the year especially, that you should be reflective and understand where you were so you can understand where you need to go.
Yeah.
You know?
Like my man Walter Bond say, what you doing in your off season? We about to put it together. We about to go in our off season and come back in January and
We never have an off season.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Well, I guess we need to make one. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, all right. For all of you out there who celebrate Christmas.
Celebrate.
I know. Don't be laughing at me. For all of you who celebrate Christmas, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
If you celebrate Hanukkah, Happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Happy Kwanzaa.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, everybody. Yeah. Happy holidays.
All right. Until the next time. Yep.
Hey, everybody. If you like today's episode, please subscribe to the Success in Black and White podcast. You'll get notified every time a new episode is posted, which is every Tuesday.
If you loved this episode, help us spread the love. Rate and leave a review on our iTunes podcast episode. Also, Share that you listen on social media and tag us on your posts. My social media handle is I am Daryl Lovett on all social media platforms.
And mine is April Dawn Lovett on all social media platforms as well. Thanks for listening. Oh my gosh, you sound like Keith Sweat.
Oh my goodness, really?
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, did it record?
Yeah.